28th October, 1967, somewhere off the North Vietnam coast. This is Chief Dexter Goad on board the USS Newport News. Today you'll be with us as we fire on some interdiction points in North Vietnam. The voices you'll be hearing are the voices of fire control technicians and gunners manning the 8-inch turret, turret 1 and 2, which are the two largest gun installations on the forward part of the ship. You'll be hearing them load and fire. The firing will not sound very loud over the microphone as we're taking this off of the sound-powered circuit. However, if you were outside of the turret, that the explosion would be so loud it would actually knock you down. All you should hear on the tape as the guns go off, as the large 8-inch guns go off, if you'll have to listen closely, you'll hear a faint pop. We usually give them a warning before the guns go off. There's two buzzers, and then on the third buzzer, the gun goes off. We're firing the guns by remote control from the swatting room. This is so that we can ensure that the director is on target at the time that we're shooting. The projectiles we'll be firing are, the weight of them is 260 pounds, and we're hurling it something like 15 miles into the beach, and we're get pretty good accuracy, even though we're hurling such a large object so far. It takes about 1 minute from the time we fire the guns until the projectiles land. So the exercise or the mission, like we'll be shooting today, by going in and shooting five rapid salvos and then turning and coming out, we'll practically be on our way out before the first projectile start to land.
Clear one load left gun, 1-9. Loaded. Four clear. Load left gun, clear one. 1-9.
As you can see, it's nothing too exciting about our procedure here. It's a job. It's a job we do. I think the men do it quite well. Nobody gets shook or excited or too upset over this. We just go in, fire on our target, and then retire from the area. I do feel the Newport News is doing some good over here. And helping our cause and what looks like an eternal war on communism. I'm real proud of the ship and I'm real proud to be on it.